থেকে ওখানে আবার ইন্টারভিউ Sometimes in whole day and night in services, one here, there, and I went all stuff. Sometimes I could not chant one round of, but I was not qualified. But I think that my life has been affected. That is why I am standing. I know that by only that. So if anyone gives me, I take it, and honorably I offer to myself. It is not to be my any quality, but it is due to your and actually but then I know so wretched, so lower, but I have never refused to do anything for him. I never wanted his order. I knew that he wants that. So he has never ordered me for anything in whole life.
Yesterday I was speaking with Mother Sita and I said that I'm wondering if I'm going to get to the position where you're going to start telling me what to do. Because I don't think that I'm going to really have the right position until you start telling me what to do. So I have to be patient and wait.
The Bhakti Siddhanta Swami has never ordered it directly. But he gives orders for me. And he is the abuse him also. You are foolish. But not.
That means he was special for this.
He is to tell all one, Prabhu, Prabhu, but not my Guru. You know, once anyone told to the Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Goswami that he is a very rich person, he was at first Jamindar, his father and mother were very big Jamindar. So here also, when he goes to Krishna Das in the court for not, he used to have expense, only one car for him, no other, and he boatwala comes, boatwala you know?
Yeah, one boat. For
then boatwala. All coming to him, oh Prabhu, Prabhu, come on me. That he will sit alone and give 5 cents more than others. Especially on the third floor. He used to have a very good horse in Mayapur, Uttar Prabhupada, like Jaminda, and he used to ride on that. Two horses were there, but Prabhupada helped a lot. Then he is expensive so much, Prabhupada told his 1, 2, 3, 4 times he told. So far, not answer. But one time he told that, oh, he's not Hindu like you. Hindu means a very poor person, cannot do anything. Very good family, famous family, he's not like you. He's serving more than you by this service. All he gave his old Almira book to Guru Maharaj, Vedanta. He told that in the whole Gaudiya mission only you are reading and you are understanding all these books. So after me, you will have to keep all these, all Vedanta books. And Guru Maharaj was so good Vedanta. So we heard him and we realized all. Then Jesus reminds all these slopes. I had so much this slope, abundant of slopes. But he never reminded one, only a slope, one more slope. Dukti, Tarka, Vichar, Dukti,
Logic,
Vedanta.
Guruji, you said he was the sparkle in the eye of Srimati Radharani?
Sarasvati Thakur was Radharani ki aankhon ki jyoti.
Then Manjari. Rup Manjari was the Rup of Srimati Radharani. Beauty. Then Manjari, like her eyes, Kamal Manjari, lotus in the hands of Srimati. Guru Manjari, the qualities of Rup Manjari, Srimati Radhika. So all Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rati of Srimati Radhika's words. So all Manjaris are like that. Not life, but as is Srimati Radhika was, but like eyes of Krishna, so dear and near. So he was near and dear to Srimati Radhika, like eyes, like as priya as
I want to ask you to tell us about the first time you met with Guru Dev.
I'll have to take bus years ago now. It will take so much time.
That's what you said the last time.
But more time, then I will be time well.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. जब तक एक भी मायावाद का बात रहेगा जगत में तब तक शुद्ध भक्ति नहीं आएगा, इसलिए मायावाद को हटाना है. यू अंडरस्टैंड हिंदी? दैट इफ देयर आर, कहां गया? We can mediate. So, if there is a mayabad world in this world, it is very difficult to preach bhakti. So, they wanted to uproot mayabad from this world. Actually, mayabad is Bauddhavad. It has come from Bauddhavad. But same wine in another bottle. Bauddhavad means Sunyavad. Zero bad. But all our acharyas from Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Nimbarka, Pallavacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all has what?
Refuted.
You see that Jiva Goswami has done some questions to Advaitvadis, taken from Madhya and Madhya Sampradaya. that you said that Brahma is alone. Brahma has no duality. You can sit very easy. So you should sit easily. They told that even you tell that Brahma is Advaya Vastu, Advaita. But even in Advait, word Advait, it is Vait. How you can refute? You can see. There is Dvaita, but yet you are telling that Advaita, that is there. So you should know that university and unity in diversity, you should know. Brahmi Advait means none is equal to him. Don't worry for that. He's all right. You should be all right. So in Advaita or Rupa, there is Rupa. Without Rupa it cannot be. Or Rupa. You cannot tell. Gun. Then Nirgun. So Rup, Gun, Shakti, then Nishakti. Nishakti is nothing, no word at all. So everything is that word. So how you can tell that Brahma is A, zero? You'll have to take the help of Dvaita, Gun, Shakti, everything. One question is there, that if you are telling that Brahma is Nirgun and Advaita alone, Keval, then how Maya comes? What is Maya? We are all Brahma. They are telling Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Surely, Khalu, surely, Idam, all the things in the whole world, whether they are have life or not life, only matters and life, living beings, all are Brahma. You are telling, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Tattvam Asi, you are the same as he. And Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Brahma is Satya Ananda and Jnan Purna. But there are three adjectives here. Three are one or three. Understand my there are three qualities. Satyam means not knowledge. And knowledge is not Ananda. Three qualities. Then Brahma has three qualities, but you are telling that he is Nirgun. How? How you are telling? Another thing, Jiva Goswami is telling that I'm putting such question. If you will tell yes, then you will be in danger. If you will tell that no, then even you will be in danger. You will have a dot duality. Certainly you will have. Let me answer. You should answer my question that all are Brahma. But why they are so foolish, having no gyan, agyani? What will be tomorrow? We don't know. Where is the Atma? We don't know. No? We don't know anything. Then how this agyan has come? They will tell that due to Maya, Brahma has become now Ajjeev and he has become Agyani. Then Jiva Goswami tells that, oh, you have two things, Maya and Brahma, and Maya is more powerful than Brahma, that he makes Brahma Agyani. Understand my argument? But Brahma is Satyam Jnanam Anantam, he is full knowledge. Then how this ignorance will come to Brahma? Shankara is telling that Maya is nothing, nothing.
Illusion.
But whose illusion? Whose illusion? Then illusion in Brahma? But you cannot say. Then what is illusion? Sat, nahi sat, no sat. Asat, you cannot tell. Sat, asat, anarvachanitvat. That cannot be defined by any word. Then what is this? There must be some sat or asat. It cannot be both sat and asat. Asat mane nothing. Sat mane everything, whole thing, purna. Purna madha, purnam idam, purnat purnam udachyate, purnasya purnam adaya. Purnam evasishate. He is always Purna. So how can this Maya, illusory Maya, which is not Sat, even Asat, not Asat, even not both, how this Agyan can come in Brahma? But you are telling, if you are saying that no, it is not touching to Brahma, but is covering to Jivas. It covers only Jeev. But who is Jeev? He is also Brahma. He cannot, there was no Jeev when Maya was, Brahma was not covered with Maya. Then, where is your Maya? Also that, what we were telling, he asked to Shankaracharya, really you are liberated or unliberated? If you are liberated, then you have become Brahma. The Brahma cannot speak anything. And if you are unliberated, covered by Maya, then your all tellings, arguments are zero. Because you are not liberated. Understand what I tell? Jara angle mein batla
de. You got the point?
Yes, you love to do this.
You were saying that Shankaracharya ne ye tark diya tha?
Haan.
Ke kisi ko Shankaracharya ne kaha tha? Shankaracharya.
To tum kya samjha?
Bhai Shankaracharya ne tark diya ye.
Kya?
Ki agar tum
Nane ji ko samjha.
Ji ko samjha. Ki agar tum Brahm ho,
so he's saying
that the Brahman has no quality. So if you are not liberated, there's two possibilities, either you are liberated or not liberated. If you are liberated, then you are Brahman, and then you can't have the quality of speaking the truth, because you can't speak. The Brahman is qualityless.
No form, nothing you speak.
Yeah, and yes. If you are not liberated, then we don't need to want to listen to you, because you are covered with Maya.
Yes. So you, what you are telling, you are telling all false. So, in what he has finished all Maya Bhakta.
But sometimes they'll say that this knowledge has been given by the Divine Consciousness.
Who tell?
Oh, you know, they say so many things anyway.
We asking from Shankaracharya. You are Brahma, liberated Brahma, without Agyan, or you are covered by Maya? If you are liberated, then you have become one with Brahma, Brahma Saivya. Then you have no, you are not Jeev, but Nirgun Brahma is out of Maya. He cannot speak, he has no quality, he has no power, he has nothing, no shape, nothing. then how he can tell anything? And if you are not liberated, then all your arguments are false. We cannot take your these arguments.
Maharaj, what you say here, when they are liberated, if they are liberated, they are liberated this impersonal form of Brahman.
Yeah, Brahma. No Brahma form. Not. Brahma.
Brahma. So what we are saying is, they have to go beyond that impersonal Brahman perception to the light, to the source.
No, they are telling that we are even today, even in this form, we are Brahma. But no realization. Because of Maya. They are telling. But we are telling that you are telling at the same time that no Maya, nothing, Nirgun. There is no other vastu than Brahma. Then from where this Maya came? What is Maya? If it is the power of Brahma, earth is different from Brahma, which can control Brahma and he can cover Brahma, and Brahma becomes Ajnani, then she is more powerful, anything from Brahma, than Brahma. So there are dualities, this Shakti Maya, and that Brahma becomes two, then where is Advaita? And if you are telling that no Maya, that no question of being all these worlds and jivas, and all, here a argument, very good argument. If all the things in this world are Brahma, he is telling like Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. So everything is Brahma, if you are telling. Then I am also Brahma, he is also Brahma, and it is Satya, then there are so many Satya things. So many, less and less. So what we are telling? In a group, you will have to hear. You are only alone, and you are telling one Brahma that this is true, and we are all telling that you are a Satya. Tattvamasi. There is a Ved word. Tattvamasi. They are telling that Tattvamasi. That you are Brahma. But word is not there that. Tasya tam asi. Tatmane tasya. Tasya shasti vibhakti has been done there. Tasya. Tasya mane?
Uska.
Uska. Mane?
His.
I am his servant. This is the actual word. Who is telling and who is hearing? That tasya tam asi. Tatam asi. Who is telling? For which these three words are there. So must be three things. No? Understand? Tattvam asi. Anyone telling to anyone that you are same as he. The he, tvam and aham, myself. Three things are there. Why you are telling that no duality and nothing, only one? There are so many things. So you are telling that, oh, you are same, you are same, you are same. From where you, he and I, three words have been taken. If there is only one, to whom he is telling? Sankrasa has no words, no explanation for this. Anywhere he has not given. Sometimes वो सब समय बदलते रहते हैं
keep changing
their siddhant, not sticking on one point. Sometimes they say that it is the pratibhamb, this world, and we are the pratibhimb of that Brahma.
Reflection.
As in a water we see, sun is reflecting there. No? But Jiva Goswami tells that sun is reflecting in anything, water. I am seeing, all are seeing, and water is there, I am also there, and son is three things here. No? Three things. So there are three things, four things. So why you tell Advaita? Understanding my argument? If there is sun, one, water, and myself who is seeing, three things are there. If there is no water, he cannot
have reflection.
Reflection? And that must be some seer that we see. So there are three things. So why you are telling? Where that Brahma is reflecting? On what thing?
And who is
seeing them? So there are three things. Not 3 minutes, lakhs and lakhs. Then he is telling, no, this is wrong. It is not. It is like Sukti Rajat. Sukti Rajat, you know? Sukti in Rajat or Rashi mein Saap ka Bhram.
Just like you have the illusion of a snake in a rope.
This is, and Samudra ki sheep hai na, usme Chandi ka Bhram hota hai.
Just like in a sheep, on the oyster shell, you have the illusion of silver in the oyster shell.
One day, anyone was going anywhere, it was night, and a rope was there. And the rope was touched by the feet of touched by that person's face, and he at once cried, "Oh, serpent, serpent, serpent!" You know? But a person came with the light and saw, "Oh, there is a rope." Then he did. Otherwise, he could have been mad. Shankaracharya is telling that, like serpent in rope, this world is. Or like a shukti. Shukti means seeds. Shell.
Yeah.
Sometimes rays comes and it glitters like
silver.
Beautiful silver. But there is no silver. And in Rashi there is no serpent. Shankaracharya are good like this. So we are seeing all these things, but actually they are Brahma. No? And he has given two arguments. Jiva Goswami asks, if there is a serpent, if there is that serpent must be something, and ropes, and only who is seeing,
looking.
Three things are there, actually, and three are structure, truth. But there is no serpent, but you know that what is serpent, you have ever seen it, and then you are
having the illusion.
Illusion. That you are saying that in rope,
yeah.
Otherwise you cannot see. So who here, who is sarpa, and who is
rope,
and who is here? Three things again come. So your argument is wrong. You are making foolish persons foolish. Not anything right. So mayavad is actual. Then again, kya ho gaya? Ho gaya samay. हो गया समय 12 बज गया अरे अरे थर गया भाई अभी तो बताए तो व्हाट ही हैज गिवन अर्गुमेंट एंड जीव गोस्वामी हैज रिफ्यूटेड ऑल दिस इफ यू आर ब्रह्म माई सेल्फ ब्रह्म व्हेयर फ्रॉम दिस अज्ञान हैज कम If you are Brahma, because Brahma is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, He is Ananta. In Vedas, these are not full sentences. Shankaracharya cleverly, to cheat persons, he has taken some portion of any vakya,
sentence.
Like there is a sentence. राम चोर नहीं है
राम इज
नॉट अच्छा राम चोर नहीं है आई टुक दैट राम चोर एंड कड़क नहीं है देन राम इज चोर दैट इज एट मैंने इन दिस वे ही हैज टेकन ऑल द वर्ड्स आर्गुमेंट्स very cleverly. It has been told that you are Brahma. You are Brahma. Here, Jiva Goswami tells that it has given udaharan, example. You are a, aap sher hain, sher ka bachcha hai. Understand this?
You are a lion cub.
You are very there, you don't fear anyone. And what is the truth you speak? Truth? No fearing, nothing. And you are so strong. So he is telling that you are safe. You are a lion. But you are not lion. Here only example has been given. Understand this? We can say, this horse is
flying
in the air. Actually, it has been told, and he is running so fast. But he is not flying in the air. Oh, you are an ass. What is the meaning?
More.
You are not ass, four legs, you are doing. But we say, you are a foolish ass. So, we are telling that you are Brahman, mane you are Satchidananda part. You are the same thing like him. You are not worldly thing. Only this thing has been told there. Not in all senses. Oh, this is, we see any imitation gold. Oh, it is gold. Very good. But actually, it is not gold. So, it is glittering as gold is glittering. So, in that sense, it has been told Brahma. Jivas has no birth and death. Their senses, they are part of Brahma. Mama Ivanso Jiva Loke Jivota Sanatana. So he is like Brahma, but not Brahma. Once a chitthi bhajne wala, postman, came to anywhere and told that this is some rupees by name of that person, Ram. At once Ram's son came and told, yes, I am Ram. But he is not the husband of his mother. But he can take his father's thing because he is
his son is heir.
He can take. So he is not a Ram actually, but son of Ram. In this way sometimes it has been written. But it is written, Ketananam. Or kya? Nitya Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam. Nitya, one Nitya, among so many Nityas, lakhs and lakhs. So who is Mool and all other Chetans? Who are they? These are all Jivas. Nitya Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam. There are so many Chetans, all the Jivas. And among them, he is Param Chetan. Why Krishna told that Mama Ivanso Jiva Loke, you are my answer and you can forget. I cannot forget. I am Brahman. So you must Sarva Dharmana Parityajyamami Ekam Sharanam. Why Arjun did not told? And why Krishna not told that all are Brahman? Why all Jivas should take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. Why? He told that Mattaha Parataram Nannat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya. Nannat Kinchid Asti. In this whole world, none is like Krishna, myself, or superior than myself. All are my subordinates. So you should surrender unto my lotus feet. Why he told? So, we should know that Brahmavad is only false statement. Because Krishna has told Shankar, that you should create any false statement, and the explanation of Advaita Brahma Sutra that
unqualified
persons don't want everything from Krishna, so treat them like the demons. Those who take that Advaita Brahma, everything is false, sun is false, moon is false, Brahma is false, nothing is true. But how you can be true? Why you can be true? You cannot be true.
The question is, where is the source of this coming from?
In Padma Purana.
If everything is reversed according to Sankaracharya, where is the Jnana coming from? That is that you
Jnana coming from only Krishna.
Only from Krishna. So
yes.
The Vigraha aspect, he did not accommodate that.
Shankar Vajra Kuna.
But he didn't talk about the Vigraha.
Yes.
And that is the whole source of information coming from Krishna and Brahma to Narada Jaya.
Yes.
And that's what is missing there. And this is what is lacking, their knowledge. You hear the talk of Satyut Ananda Svaru, Satyut Ananda Vigraha. That is the whole problem. People do not have that knowledge.
There was a very good discourse between Sadhvam Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Perhaps you know. In Kashi with Prakashananda Saraswati. And in Puri to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated in only so many little words. And they are bound to take the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that one sutra of Brahma Sutra. He told that I am following Brahma Sutra. Sarvam Bhattacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you are not following Brahma Sutra. Where it has written that Brahma is no roop, no shakti, no attribute, no qualities, where it is written? He told that arupavat eva hi tat pradhanatvat. Here it is written. Arupavat. Mahaprabhu, let's just say you are doing false statement and explanation. Arupavat. Not rupavat. This. Krishna is Himself God, not Arupavat. Krishna is, or any Vigraha of Krishna, is not Pratima. And that root is Pradhan, not secondary. Krishna has root because it has been stated in first Brahma Sutra. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. And this answer he gave in Brahma Sutra from Vedas, various Vedas, it has been written that Janama Adasya Jata Sada Brahma. Everything has come out from Brahma. Then everything is coming from that Lord Krishna. If there is no shape, no quality, no shakti, nothing, then how all this world is coming? If it is not in the seed, anyone cannot come, anything cannot come from that seed. So, in seed, all potencies are there. In a peepal tree, you know? Banyan tree. Very little seed. And if you give plant and give water, it will take a very big shape. So many leaves, so many branches, so many things are there, so big shape. Everything is potency in that seed. If in seed it is no, there is no potency, it cannot come. So everything potency is Brahma. So how you are telling? Yes. Potency of all.
Are that same argument to be held to the even the Christian one? I don't know, somebody wants. Moses went up on Mount Sinai. The Ten Commandments was revealed, but there was no his voice that he accepted. They would say, well, you know, God is...
No,
devil.
It has been specifically told in the Bible. God created man after his own image. How? How?
Yes, God created man, so he's capable man.
Yes. He has knowledge. He has everything. He has voice. He gives... माने सब जीवों के अंत में प्रलय में सबको वो करता है ना, प्रलय के बाद में सबको दुआ देता है या उनको क्षमा करता है। It is zero, no share, then he has no pity, no
mercy.
Then why we pray to him if he has no mercy? So what is the use of merciless persons and any selfless person?
But they cannot define God. Cannot do that. God is only defined.
God can define himself, and that is our base.
The whole thing is that if they would accept the human heart, the past man, his personality,
then No, if they will really go in deep in Bible, they will see everywhere all these things. Everything is there. Their son came and their sons.
Jesus.
Kaun hai?
The son of God.
So son has wife and he has son. And this world? He sent them for whom? That you should go to God. Where is God that they will go? And he has actually no mercy, nothing, no safe, no mercy, nothing. There are so many arguments.
Shanti Mantra, how does that relate to the Vaishnava? Is that
related to Krishna? Krishna
related to, so it's okay.
Yes? In Gita it has been told, Shanti Mupaiti.
Shanti Mantra is consistent with this.
Shanti means, what is the meaning of Shanti? What is the meaning of Shanti? We don't want Shanti.
We don't want
Shanti. No, never, never. This is salvation.
This is
only salvation, mukti. Sayuji mukti, Shanti means. No action, no waste, nothing. But you want to bathe in rasa samudra, ocean of rasa, five kinds of waves, and in five lakhs and lakhs kotis of so lahari, there is sweet lahari there, sometimes up, sometimes like this, where there is nothing, there is shanti. A stone has shanti always. There is nothing to think, nothing to move, no, nothing, nothing. You will cut in pieces, legs and pieces, he will not know. He is shanti.
I have never seen that in Vaishnava, the old shanti. It's not written anywhere.
No, written. It is in Upanishad. Oh,
but
Hari,
okay.
Om Hari, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. In our Hari Bhakti Vilas, it has been written. Shanti. In Gita, Gita-vishi Shanti. Shanti Mupaiti.
So it's okay. So
but Shanti here, liberation, then Dasya-bhav, then Shakha, then Vatsalya. So the ground is Shanti. Shanti means the Nishtha towards Krishna. I am firm belief that Krishna can give bliss and Shanti to all. This is the platform for Bhakti. No worldly desire. This is the platform, this is Shanti. No worldly desire at all. This is Shanti. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ate Oshanta. No desire, nothing worry. No problem at all. So, this is Shanti. And after this, Dasya Bhav comes. After this, Varsal, Sakya, Varsal, and then Madhurtam. So, it is only a platform. That no worldly desire, no problem. Then, Kamna will come to serve Krishna. How to serve? In Dasya. Then, Sakya in Vatsalya. Then, Vats will come up. Vats of frame.
Because not fire, but it's not that Om charge.
Why they do? Om has some. It has some qualification. He is merciful. Om means a, o, ma. Three things. Why they told tell? One? Aumo mit om. And here all denotes Krishna. Akarana uchyate Krishna makaro. It has been told there in Upanishad. They want to bother. They don't want to use this election. Yeah?
Brain.
कितना बच गया?
12.
So much thanks to you.
Who
have served Krishna by giving my organs or everything in that. You are taking my this thing?
Yes, I have it.
I wanted to give so many.
When you come back the next time, I will have you preserved, because when you get on the radio, you're really reaching the crowd out there.
Yes, qualified. If you will tell Krishna, but in Saptajug, anyone cannot go. They'll have to. After it is for lakhs and lakhs years, but in Kalijug, everyone, anyone will say Krishna name, Ram name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. It is 16 times. In Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. So he is taking 16 names. It has been told that even a name will do, but here 16 names, why we cannot? So, very good.
So you are Mathura?
No, Bindavan.
Mathura
and Bindavan both.
I am coming to India hopefully next, so hopefully I shall visit you in India.
Yes, you should meet me there.
I have never been to India, but
come on. I should go.